Brad Blank's checking in this morning. He has a special guest on the show today. Where'd you dig this guy up? He's pretty famous, Brad.
Yeah, he's wonderful. Like Dean Norris, he played Hank Schrader in Breaking Bad. Gee, I loved him in that.
What a
down-to-earth guy he was for a DEA agent. And he really loved his brother-in-law, didn't he? Played by Bryan Cranston.
Yeah, he really did. He's an interesting guy, too. I mean, he's a Harvard graduate.
That's right. Yeah, and he became a dramatic actor. And but the great scene in Breaking Bad, the great realization scene when he was sitting on the toilet in the bathroom. And that's when all the penny dropped, because he picked up a book to read. And it was the book that sort of gave away the clues that Bryan Cranston was the Patty. Wow, you know the name of the book.
No, that's a great book.
I think Bath Fitters sponsored that
right.
episode, didn't they?
Exactly.
In the bathroom there.
That's right.
Well, they did.
So I love that in Breaking Bad he made a lot of homebrew beer. He was just a good guy. So now he's in a show called United States of L, and it's a Chuck Lorre comedy. It's on CBS tonight at 8:30 p.m. It's a very funny show, and it's about an Afghanistani translator that comes to live with his Marine sergeant best friend. So it's got a fish out of water. It's very military.
If you're gonna take a chance on a sitcom, that's the guy to do it with. Chuck Lorre.
Oh my goodness, that's right. And anyway, so I caught up with Dean Norris, and he's a very happy, funny guy. Here he is. Dean Norris, United States of L. I had preconceived notions of what this guy would be like, but he's really heartwarming, and it's a real nice twist on what he could have been like.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, because that was important to me personally, to make sure he wasn't a caricature. And we see more of that as it goes down. Art Dugan is his name, Art Dugan. But he's a good guy, and he's just trying to take care of his kids, you know. He doesn't know how to do it all the time, and that's where some of the comedy comes from. But he certainly has his heart in the right place.
I love how you're talking with this guy. Al's an Afghanistani guy who's come to live with you in your house in Columbus, Ohio, and you just come out with brilliant Americanisms.
Right, it's interesting with you as an Aussie, because I think it's kind of universal in the sense that some foreigners look at our kind of culture and sometimes how crazy it is, but that's where the humor comes from, you know.
Have you ever studied that moment in TV culture where you sitting on the toilet, that realization in Breaking Bad is one of the most thrilling scenes personally I've ever seen? I'd love to see how it's ranked in scenes of television.
I think it's ranked up there when people talk about it. It was such a brilliant way to have him discover it. These writers are so good, you know, that complete random he decides to take a crap in his brother-in-law's house, which is such a Hank thing to do, right? Just happens to have that book on the thing, and that's the moment where he figures out, after 5 years of the show, where he figures out what's going on, you know.
Yeah, who would have thought a toilet trip would be so thrilling?
Yeah, right. It seemed like he was free and clear. And one little slip-up, and that was it.
I know your character loved beer back then, and your character in United States of L likes a beer. Yourself, personally?
you know, I'm in Southern California, so I get access to all kinds of great craft beer out here, you know.
Mix it up.
It's got alcohol in it, in the beer. I like it.
Yeah. Mate, we're looking forward to watching this show, United States of L.
Thank you very much, man. I hope you enjoy it.
Wow. What a personality, huh?
Yeah,
he's great at it. You know, Harvard guy, and sort of got started late in life in terms of, you know, good work coming to him. So
he's got that wonderful little edge. He's got that little edge to his voice too. He's very excited about what he's doing and all that. You know, it's funny because if you run into a lot of good actors, they usually have great personalities out of character too.
Right.
So they got something good to start with, and it transforms over into their performance on TV or in movies. Yeah. Good job, Bradley Blanks. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thanks, Patty.